going to kick some butt. Thank you, Herbert Hoover. Majority Report Peaches.
Thank you for calling 1-800-CONTACTS.
Hey, I just heard that if I need new contact lenses, all I have to do is give you my order, and in a couple of days, my contacts will be delivered right to my door. That can't be true.
It's true.
But I thought I had to get my contacts through a doctor, you know, make an appointment and drive there.
That's what a lot of people think. Fact is, though, 1-800-CONTACTS sells the exact same contact lenses for less than you pay now.
I can't believe I didn't call 1-800-CONTACTS sooner.
Call 1-800-CONTACTS. We deliver. You save.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's National Park System is one of the best ideas our country ever had. And I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. There's just too much to lose.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Anti-war woman writer wins the Nobel Prize. Her latest play, Bambi Land, written in 2003, translated in 2004, is an attack on the U.S. war in Iraq, although the Secretary General of the Nobel Academy emphasizes the prize for literature should not be interpreted as a political comment. Austrian writer Elfriede Jelinek, whose feminism and leftist politics and pacifism are common themes in her works, won the Nobel Prize for Literature in what the Swedish Academy called her musical flow of voices and countervoices in novels and plays. Her most famous novel, The Piano Teacher, adapted to a 2001 film. She said today, "When I write, I've always tried to be on the side of the weak. The side of the powerful is not literature's side." A sequel to Bambi Land will be out in May, her first post-Nobel work, titled Babel. It deals with the torture at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. A federal judge today held the New York Times reporter in contempt for refusing to divulge confidential sources to prosecutors who are investigating the leak of an undercover CIA officer's identity. U.S. District Judge Thomas Hogan ordered Times reporter Judith Miller jailed until she agrees to testify about her sources before a grand jury, but she will remain free while pursuing her appeal. She could stay in jail up to 18 months if she goes. Hogan cited Supreme Court rulings that reporters do not have absolute First Amendment protection from testifying about confidential sources. Prosecutors investigating whether a crime committed when someone leaked the identity of CIA officer Valerie Plame, whose name was published by syndicated columnist Robert Novak. Novak cited two senior administration officials as his sources, but he still has not said whether he has been subpoenaed or talked to investigators. The White House today refusing to criticize House Majority Leader Tom DeLay after he's again rebuked for questionable conduct. Spokesman Scott McClellan calls it a congressional matter, and he says DeLay has addressed the ethics issues head-on. The government is warning schools today, the Education Department, saying to schools nationwide to keep a sharp eye out for people spying on their buildings because of a possible terror threat. The FBI and Homeland Security Department says, though, there are no specific terror threats to schools or universities. George W. Bush finally conceding today Iraq did not have weapons of mass destruction. Three reports concluded they did not exist. The UN, the U.S. Chief Arms Inspector, and the CIA. Bush still insists he was right to act against Saddam Hussein. John Kerry says Bush and Cheney may be the only two people on the planet who won't face the truth. He launched his strongest attack yet on Bush over Iraq, saying the president has not grasped the worsening post-war situation in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife, Cheryl, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband, Patrick, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day, but watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes are a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I'm Rachel Maddow. After the Sunday morning talk shows, and after the pundits have had their say, you can have yours if you join me for Campaign Countdown. It's Sunday at 1 p.m. We'll have fresh polls, up-to-the-minute campaign news, plus we'll hear from Tom Daschle. He's engaged in one of the toughest re-election campaigns of his life. So join me and Air America Radio's political director, David Bender, this Sunday and every Sunday until Election Day at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Campaign Countdown here on Air America Radio.
Good evening, truth seekers. This is Air America Radio. As you well know, my name is Mike Malloy. Thank you very much for joining us for our nightly crawl through the slime and the sludge of the Bush administration. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Program note here before we get started with tonight's program. Tomorrow, Sam and Janine will be broadcasting live from the Crowbar in the city during the debate tomorrow night. They'll be without a phone system that I can use, so we'll not be able to join them. We're going to have to be down here in Atlanta all by ourselves and the baby. Man, I wish we lived in New York. Oh, well. But anyway, join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. We'll be coming on an hour later than, half an hour later than we have been with Sam and Janine. But just be there at 11 o'clock, okay, for post-debate coverage and commentary from your humble and obedient servant. Plus your calls, as always. So that's the program note. Now, the theme of tonight's show, Truth Seekers, is delusional neocons. I know that sounds like an oxymoron. It probably is. But I don't know what's happening here with these reports that are coming out. And Bush and Cheney out there, I don't know. It's I've never seen anything like this in my life. Speaking of oxymorons, we'll have some audio of the pigman trying to explain through his drug-addled haze his loss in the Florida courts yesterday. It's kind of fun, a comic relief. We haven't picked on the pig man for since we've been on this network. It's been a while since we picked on the pig man, so we'll let him self-flagellate using his own words. And then there's the equally nutty Tom the Exterminator DeLay, who rambled incoherently today about the ethics charges against him being dismissed, which they were not. This guy's going to jail eventually, and it would be great if he and Limbaugh, the pig man, could share a cell. Now, keep in mind, what's her name? Oh, my God. Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart is... Oh, God. It's rough getting old. Martha Stewart is going to prison, but the pig man is still out there spending his $250 million, and Tom DeLay is still corrupting the American system of self-government. And finally, there's too stupid to write a segue himself. That would be Bush trying to justify his Iraq attack using an intelligence report that said he had no justification for the Iraq attack at all. Up is down, freedom is slavery. All the neocons are crazy. Oh, and in honor of tomorrow night's debate, we're going to play the highlights of last Thursday's first presidential debate for you in our second hour. Just a reminder, a primer for tomorrow night. So many flying monkeys tonight, so little time, right? Michael Moore. The Michigan Republican Party is asking four county prosecutors to file charges against Michael Moore, charging that he, Michael Moore, illegally offered underwear, noodles, and snacks to college students in exchange for their promise to vote. This is for real. I'm not making this up. The executive director of the state Republican Party said, "Well, we want everyone to participate in this year's election, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, but not because they were bribed or coerced by the likes of Michael Moore, you know, that communist pig, The Republicans said it was asking prosecutors in Wayne County, that's Detroit, isn't it, Ingham, Antrim, and Isabella, all four counties, to charge Michael Moore with violating Michigan's election law. Now, that law prohibits a person from contracting with another person for something of value in exchange for agreeing to vote. Yeah, you can't do that. Oh, and that damn Michael Moore, he's offering packets of ramen noodles. Oh, God. Oh, you drug-addled fat freak, huh? Moore is touring the country and asking people he identifies as slackers, who usually don't vote, to get off their asses and go to the polls this year, saying they can make the difference in the presidential race, which is true. I've never been able to understand the slacker mentality. It said, oh, man, you know, I really don't care. Here, try some of this. Damn. You know, I don't understand that. You know, smoke your weed, get high, screw around, drink beer, chase girls, bang your heads against the bedpost. But for Christ's sake, go vote. You know, just go vote, okay? All right, fine. Now, during each one of these programs that Moore puts on, he invites non-voters on stage to get them to pledge to vote. And first time student voters are offered gag prizes. Gag prizes? Hello, Republican Party! This is called satire, you morons! Like clean underwear. You know, Moore said, all right, I'll give you some packets of ramen noodles. What do those cost? A quarter? 22 cents a pack for ramen noodles? Yeah, okay. But the Republicans in Michigan said, Michael Moore, well, he's offering students a clean dorm room, a year's supply of Tostitos, and a package of ramen noodles. And, you know, that's just not the American way. Tom DeLay represents the American way. Not this Michael Moore crap. Ramen noodles, huh? Okay. Ramen noodles. Now, Moore does this, and the Republican psychopaths in Michigan want to arrest him. Tom DeLay corrupts the U.S. House of Representatives and gives America the finger. Huh? And gets away with it. A report issued yesterday, last night, by the House Ethics Committee unanimously admonished Tom DeLay, once again after concluding that he had linked legislative action to political donations. Oh, no! He did? Oh, my God! And among other things, a whole list of charges. He had dispatched federal officials to search for the Democrats in Texas, the legislators who were who skipped out. Remember, when was it last or earlier this year? Which was kind of a joke. DeLay defended himself as soon as the report came out. He accused Democrats of mounting what he calls relentless personal attacks on me. You know, Jesus tells me what to do, and these Democrats are trying to tie my hands and smear my good name. But they have fallen short, not because of insufficient venom, but because of insufficient merit. You know, I'm like the Frank character in Blue Velvet. All I want to do is inhale parathion with that little Frank, Frank's mask. That's all I want to do. You people are crazy. Just let me inhale, okay? Now, this latest report by the House Ethics Panel, it used to be called the Committee on Standards of Official Conduct, but that's, you know, Republicans, that drives them crazy when they say something like that. So they changed it to the House Ethics Panel. Also admonished this the bug man for participating in a golf outing held by a Kansas energy company so that he could raise money for one of his political action committees. The outing coincided with, according to the New York Times, with deliberations on legislation from which the energy companies did benefit. Oh, really? No kidding! Did that happen in our America in 2004? Tom DeLay did that? Oh! The ethics panel, which has five Republicans and five Democrats, also admonished the bug man for exhorting officials of the FAA to track Texas state legislators who fled to Oklahoma last year to escape voting on that bill that would reshape the political landscape to the benefit of Republicans. The districting is before the Supreme Court. Nobody knows how they're going to rule. The panel deferred action on a third accusation against DeLay that he improperly funneled contributions from a political action committee to the Republican National Committee because that matter is under investigation by a Texas grand jury. That jury has indicted 3, 4, 7, I don't know, of DeLay's aides, several companies. Right? But Tom DeLay gets out there today and says, well, you know, these Democrats are trying to sully my good name. But you see, as a representative Waxman said of California, he said, let me point out, this is how legislation is done today. Bribes, threats, allegations of payoffs, concealments. Tom DeLay in his own words when we come back. This guy is, you know, you talk about someone whose brain cells were burned out. All the pig man Limbaugh did was destroy his sense of hearing. DeLay has got huge gaping ruptures in his brain. We'll let you hear it in a minute when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
You know I won't lie. That's I'm a better guy. Boy, try. Oh, look at that guy. From my mind.
Why shop a going out of business sale? During Levitt's Labor Day kickoff sale, you'll find unprecedented values. There are leather sofas starting at $599. That's 40% off the regular price. Sofas starting at $299. That's 50% off. Beds starting at $199. That's 60% off. And on top of that, there's no payments or interest till 2006. Plus, Levitt's will deliver all in-stock furniture in 1 week. And don't forget about Levitt's biggest mattress event of the year with savings of up to $600. Levitt's is kicking off Labor Day this weekend. Shop today, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and special store hours tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Levitt's, 94 years and stronger than ever. $1,700 minimum purchase required on Levitt's preferred customer card August 31st through September 4th to qualify for finance offer. Subject to credit approval. Accrued interest credited paid in full by the promotional expiration date as indicated on your monthly billing statement. 24% APR standard rate, 26% default rate. See store for details.
You work hard and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you are dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at a distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at a distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is Empowering America. She was born in Encino, California in 1951. Young Sally was quite the tennis player and eventually dropped out of college to pursue a professional career. After 3 months, she realized that the tennis career wasn't happening. She went back to school, and by the age of 27, she had a BA, a BS, a master's degree, and was a PhD candidate in astrophysics. One day, she read that NASA was looking for men and women to apply for the space program. More than 8,000 people applied. 35 were accepted, 6 of those women, and Sally was one of them. She joined NASA in 1977, training in parachute jumping, water survival, radio communications, and navigation. In 1983, she became the first woman in space on the Shuttle Challenger. Dr. Sally Ride has twice been honored with the National Space Flight Medal.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
Want a new drug? All right. 22 and a half past the hour. So Michael Moore is being pursued now. Apparently, the Republican Party in Michigan would like to see him being pursued by 4 county prosecutors because he's giving away packets of ramen noodles and clean underwear to slackers who will get off their asses and go vote. Tom DeLay is corrupting our political system. Tom DeLay is to the U.S. House of Representatives what Stalin was to the Politburo in the old Soviet Union. Tom DeLay is—he's not Hitler-esque. He's Stalin-esque. You know, he's just, oh God. But anyway, like we said, he's breathed in way too much poison gas that he used when he would crawl around under buildings, killing silverfish and cockroaches and weevils and beasles and things, you know. It's time for him to step down. Now, this is exactly what happened to Newt Gingrich, and Tom DeLay was one of the people that lobbied for Newt Gingrich's ouster. So DeLay, although he does not hold the title of Speaker of the House of Representatives, he is. Danny Hastert is nothing more than his butt boy. If they were both in a prison cell together, they would be husband and wife. And Danny Hastert would be the wife, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right? So Danny Hastert's role as Speaker of the House of Representatives is a hoax, a myth, and a sham. Tom DeLay is the Speaker. He has the position majority leader, but, you know, he's the Speaker. It's time for him to just get the hell out of Dodge. Ha ha, Malloy, yeah. He's going to leave tomorrow. We all know it. Yeah, yes, he is. But this guy defines legislative criminality. Tom DeLay does. I mean, really, just an old line thug, cheat, hustler, pimp. You know, he's like a pool room hustler, a street pimp. That's all he is. But, you know, he claims that Jesus tells him what to do. Another guy who pees all over the cross. You know what I'm saying? Think about that for a second. I'll wait. Yeah, not a very pleasant image, is it? That's what these people do. They rip Christ down off the cross and kill him again. Over and over and over and over. How dare animals like DeLay call upon the name of one of the avatars of the Cloud Being. You know what I'm saying? It's awful. Anyway, here's DeLay. You might listen to this very quick and come to the conclusion that all Republicans are deluded. After being rebuked twice, and probably at some point is going to go to jail, just this week, rebuked twice by the House Ethics Committee, DeLay thanks them for dismissing the charges against him. This is a guy who really, he must shoot pyrethrin right into his veins.
Well, I am very pleased with the Ethics Committee decision. I'm very pleased that the Ethics Committee and these honorable people that serve on that Ethics Committee have dismissed the frivolous charges brought against me. And that's it.
And that's it. Okay. The day will come, you know, it really will. It really will. When Tom DeLay dies, which he will, we all will, and he approaches judgment, which he will, because he's constructed that sort of universe in his afterlife fantasy. And when he stands at the gate seeking entrance and says, I'm Tom DeLay, St. Peter. St. Peter's going to reach down and pinch his head off. Step! You know, just pinch it off. And throw his head into hell where demons will use it as a soccer ball. There are so many heads that will be rolling around in hell. There's going to be enough heads to be used as soccer balls for, I don't know, 15, 20 leagues to form. And all these heads are going to be off of Republicans. Huh? DeLay is an exterminator. He's a Vietnam draft dodger. He's the one. He's demented. He worked his rear end off to get Clinton impeached. Who else is in his? Who sets the agenda in this country now? Huh? Is it you? Is it me? With our vote, no. It's people like Scalia. And Uncle Clarence Thomas and Cheney and Rove and DeLay and Pearl and Wolfowitz. And, you know, that feels bad to me. It really does. It feels bad to me that I live in a country that has been turned into a whorehouse by these people. just turned into an absolute whorehouse. Well, maybe not for much longer. You know, you never know, right? We all know what happened on CNN's website when Senator Edwards handed Dick Cheney his rear end the other night. The poll on CNN's website, Fox News website, MSNBC, all the websites just went off the chart with the consensus by sometimes 4-1 that Edwards had kicked Cheney's ass. We also know what happened, what CNN did. But there's a follow-up to it, and I'll share that with you when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
W stands for wrong.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
We couldn't have said it better ourselves. SeeAGeorge.com. SeeAGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $8.95. Magnets, buttons, and even the W pinata at SeeAGeorge.com. Our Race to the Pole sale is going on right now. Want to save some money? Type in coupon code ABB during your checkout and save 20% off any internet order. SeeAGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeAGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeAGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For birthdays, holidays, or any occasion, give the perfect memorable gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com, the Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list and send a beautiful personalized gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for, Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit Shell.com.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Unfiltered. Friday on Unfiltered. Meet me in St. Louis. It's the presidential debate debacle. Where is the spontaneity? The man-to-man questions. We have a heart-to-heart talk with Alexandra Pelosi about her new film, Diary of a Political Tourist. Mon Dieu, the party machine's got the musical majesty of the King of France. C'est incroyable. Only on Unfiltered.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. Malloy here on Air America. So, Time Warner's cable news network, CNN, yanked the poll from the front page of their website Tuesday night. We all know that. It was favoring Edwards over the ghoul by about a 3-1 margin. And it's been replaced. I think it was at about noon today. It was replaced, or was it yesterday? Completely eliminating all the previous results. If you remember that original poll, it simply asked, "Who do you think won the vice presidential debate?" That's all. Who do you think won? Right? Isn't that what CNN should do? Huh? Hey, America, who do you think won? This one? The dead guy? The vampire? Or the handsome young man from North Carolina? Which one? They didn't even go that far. They just say, hey, who do you think won? Eh? Who do you think won? They replaced it with, and remember we all saw this happen, after about, I don't know, 90, 100, 150,000 votes, and it was way, Edwards over Cheney, and they replaced it with, wait a minute, let's get rid of that. Let's ask this. Did the vice presidential debate help you decide which way you will vote? And then yesterday, the original question was reinstated, but the results from the original poll, nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Now, according to... Where'd this story come from? CNN did not return a request for comment this morning. I would think not. Fox News also pulled a poll from their front page asking who won the debate late Tuesday. Edwards had been leading in that poll by a much smaller margin. But Fox is to the Bush administration what Pravda was to the Soviets, you know. God, I hate these people. See, this is what... Have I mentioned... Okay, here comes. 3, 2, 1. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? But this is why we do have an uninformed, ignorant American population. Wouldn't you love to see Wolf Blitzer just one time, the former U-boat commander, just one time Wolf Blitzer stare into the camera and say, listen, let me tell you something, okay? Here it comes. America, they lied, okay? And we here at CNN, we cover their asses for them. We lied too, okay? Now, let's get on with today's programming. Wouldn't that be refreshing? Huh? There's only one guy on these phony networks that does any truth-telling, and it's Keith Olbermann. Well, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But the failure of media. Oh my God. Anyway, the press did give extensive coverage on Tuesday to Rumsfeld's statement that he hasn't seen any strong hard evidence to link Saddam and the Al-Qaeda terrorists who allegedly staged the attacks on September 11th. But here's an example of how the media has corrupted the average American's ability to look at a situation and come up with any kind of an intelligent parsing of what they're seeing. Rumsfeld's comments came as the new USA Today CNN Gallup poll found that 42% of those surveyed thought Saddam, still thinks Saddam was involved in the attacks on New York City and Washington. In response to another question, a third said they thought Saddam had personally planned the attacks. Oh, I hate these people. These were Saudis. This was the Saudi royal family that supported these terrorists, the Bush royal family's business partners. Don't you people get it? You morons, you morons. Don't you understand yet? No. We don't, Mac. We're dumber than a sack of doorknobs. And you know what? We are very happy. So you just shut the hell up with your Air America thingy there. We are happy being dumb. The same poll in June showed that 56% of all Americans said, of all Republicans, 56% of all Republicans said they thought Saddam was involved in the attacks. Now that number has climbed to 62%. Since, here it is. June went by, July went by, August went by, September went by, we're in October. Report after report has come out and showed the lies, the deceptions. Report after report has come out and said Saddam couldn't find his own zipper to go behind his tent. Take a leak! Much less attack the United States. Don't you people get it? No, we don't get it. We don't get it. We don't get it at all. We don't get it at all. No, we don't. We don't, Mike. We just don't get it. No, we're dumb. We're Republicans. No, Mike, we don't get it. Oh, my God. The 911 independent, quote, commission, the House and the Senate investigative panel, the inspectors, everybody, God, Tony Blair, Putin, even Bush, even the dead man Cheney, all of them. Sorry, fooled you. Gotcha, you dumb Republicans. And still they believe. Is this not a cult? Republicans should be denied the right to vote. They should be sent to re-education camps. We need a domestic Pol Pot without the bloodshed and the stacks of human skulls. Well, let me rethink that. Without the stacks of human skulls, we need a domestic Pol Pot, somebody who will round up these Republicans, force them to wear red handkerchiefs around their necks, and send them to re-education camps. Until they understand that no, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with what happened in this country on September 11, 2000. Oh, never mind. Never mind. All right, I need a little comic relief here. The Pig Man. The pig man, a state appeals court in Florida ruled yesterday that the pig man's rights, that's Limbaugh. For those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, I'm talking about this degenerate, this drug-using pig. That's all, he's a pig. And you notice how he's regaining all the weight he lost when he was doing OxyContin at the rate of about 30 a day, right? All those years, you dumb Republicans, you dumb conservatives, you had a junkie, a fried, freaked out, burned, synapsed, freakoid telling you how to think, and you bought it. You bought it. And what was it Limbaugh said when he got busted?
Well, you know, I never came on the air and in a state of intoxication.
Oh, I get it. Right. With 30 OxyContins going into your corrupt, bloated body every day. You were fine. Somehow you found the magic button, didn't you, pig man? And you pushed it, and for 3 hours a day, you're perfectly sober! No, you weren't. You're a disgusting, overweight, death by temptation, drug junkie, and someday you're going to go to jail. Not even your money can keep you out, pal. Martha Stewart has more money than you do, and she's going to jail, and somebody's going to make you his wife. Pudge boy. Somebody is going to make you his wife. And come to think of it, that probably will be okay with you. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So anyway, investigators, as you remember, started checking Limbaugh 2 years ago after his former maid told them she sold the pig man, quote, large quantities of hydrocodone, OxyContin, and other pharmaceutical drugs, end quote, for years. She provided investigators with emails, answering machine recordings, you know, the kind of stuff they had on Clinton when he was having his tete with his girlfriend in the afternoon. You remember? Same kind of evidence. So the prosecutors went after Limbaugh's medical records after learning that he received 2,000 painkillers prescribed by four doctors in 6 months at a pharmacy near his Palm Beach mansion. Huh? So Limbaugh got his size enormous bloomers in a wad and said, wait a minute, what about my right to privacy? No, you don't have one anymore, jackleg, because you and your right-wing cohorts have destroyed. Oh, that's right, you're a multimillionaire. You have a right to privacy that we don't anymore, thanks to John Ashcroft. Well, surprise, surprise, pig man, guess what? You have to play by the same rules as we do, almost. You really do. So investigators raided the offices of Limbaugh's stable of doctors last November, seeing if the pig man was doctor shopping. That's the illegal practice of going to a bunch of doctors to get duplicate prescriptions of controlled substances. Huh? And then he sends his maid out, this cowardly thug sends his maid out to parking lots at Denny's for the handoff when he can't get them from the pharmacies. What a stinky, stinky man, huh? The court rejected, the appeals court in Florida rejected Limbaugh's arguments that his privacy rights trumped the enforcement of the law. Wait a minute! I'm Rush Limbaugh! You can't serve me with a warrant or my doctor! I'm a multimillionaire! People listen to me. They don't listen to you. I am Rush Limbaugh. My close friends call me Stinky the Pig Man, but I am Rush Limbaugh. I'm dating Darren Kagan from CNN. I think. I don't know anymore. So you want to hear what the Pig Man had to say about all this? We'll share it with you when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Taking all my pills, but I'm still not sleepy. Trying to trick myself into thinking that I'm not awake, that it's only a dream.
This week on MotherJones.com, dealing with the merchant of death. And you thought Halliburton was bad. It turns out that the Bush crowd has hired an airline company tied to Victor Boot, one of the world's most notorious arms traffickers, to run charter missions for the U.S. military in Iraq. Get the full story at MotherJones.com. Every week on MotherJones.com, you'll find exclusive reports and timely pointers to the best of the independent web. Log on now to MotherJones.com because you need independent news.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase two bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off two bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save $550 on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs, plus you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save $550 on select styles. Offer ends October 31st, not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
So true in the case of the pig man, huh? Isn't it? He really got skinny there for a while. He looked thin and trim, like he'd been playing tennis or running or swimming. Turns out all he was doing was drugs. He wasn't eating, and now he's starting to swell again. I wonder if Darren Kagan is going to appreciate that. I don't know. Anyway, in keeping with tonight's theme of deluded and or drugged neocons, listen as the pig man tries to explain why records of his criminal drug abuse by the illegal practice of doctor shopping will soon be seen by all.
Let me address a bit of news involving me today. About 10:30 this morning, the Fourth District Court of Appeal in Florida ruled that my medical records were legally seized by the state attorney's office here in Palm Beach County by search warrant. I want to remind everybody I have not been charged with anything. This was a fishing expedition from the outset. There was no doctor shopping.
No, of course not. There was no doctor shopping just because I had 10 doctors providing me with thousands and thousands of pills. That's not doctor shopping. And besides, I had my maid who would go meet people, drug peddlers from the slums of Miami, down in a parking lot at Denny's. He's still using, of course. Listen as he tries to explain, in, quote, plain English, the nature of the charges against him. Does this make any sense to you?
In plain English. Ladies and gentlemen, despite the fact that the Florida Constitution and statutes specifically were passed to provide special protections to such information as medical records, especially the disclosure of such records. I mean, it's one thing for law enforcement to be able to see them. It's another thing to be able to disclose them. The majority in this case found none.
None what?
In other words, this court did not even agree that my medical records privacy extend to not being disseminated by law enforcement to the media.
Get back on drugs! God, you make no sense! You've destroyed your hearing. Destroy your breathing. This is worse than W. No wonder his ditto head support dim sun. What's this about medical records? No, and they don't want your medical records, ugly man. What they want is to find the criminal records, to find out how you violated Florida law. They don't give a damn about your what your doctor prescribes. That's not the issue here, pig man. The issue is the fact that you went doctor shopping and you're going to jail. You're going to be someone's wife. And you probably will like it. Ha, 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 ha. Do I sound like a two-year-old? Finally tonight. Sounds like Rehab Rush might be ready to retire back to the institution for more of those sessions of Pet the Pony and clap therapy. Remember that when he got out?
I recommend everybody goes through the same thing I went through. Oh, my God, it was wonderful.
Can someone explain to me why he would feel glee or exhilaration over his major legal loss yesterday?
I had no expectations about this. So there's no, you know, disappointment or glee or exhilaration. It's just the next phase of this whole process. And everything's cool. Everything's fine. Another stage and step in the process here has taken place.
Yeah.
What it ultimately means is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are that much closer to the end. You're now getting closer to the end. We're getting close to closure.
Oh, good. Does that mean the EIB network is going to end? Does that mean your large mouth will reach closure? Does that mean the golden microphone is going to melt down all over your drawers? What does it mean there, Rush? God. I mean, the pig man and the bug man and W and the ghoul. You couldn't invent a cast of freaks like this, like Cheney and Bush and Limbaugh and DeLay and Hastert and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Rumsfeld. I mean, you couldn't unless you did an inordinate amount of acid. I mean, just maybe a cupful of what? Somebody help me here. Orange sunshine, that's a good one. Here, little Joe, swallow this. Oh my God. Look, I see weird people. Yeah, you do, little Joe. That's the government of the United States of America today. How about that? But they all have animal heads. And they're all hanging upside down from tree limbs. Yes, they are, little Joe. What do you think of that orange sunshine you just ingested there? A whole cupful. Well, I don't know. But Tom DeLay, he looks like a huge cockroach. And the pig man looks like a pig. And W looks like, I don't know. Is there anybody out there? Just knock if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. That'll get you going through the show. Next hour, remember, we'll have a presidential debate reminder for you. The best of W in last Thursday's debate. They all have big eyes on stalks. And they have 12 or 20 legs, and they run the government. Wow, man. Groovy.
An OnStar Conversation, April 29th, 2004.
I'm sorry, Senator. This is Gaither. How may I help you?
Hi. I locked my keys in my car. My car's running and my baby's in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your baby's locked in. I'd be happy to if we can get him out as quickly as possible. Do you have your OnStar account number with you tonight?
I don't.
What's your home phone number?
435.
When you've got precious cargo, it's good to know that OnStar can unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, and we've verified the home number to pull the account. So let's go ahead and send that signal through for you.
Oh, he's crying.
How old is he?
He's 7 months.
Oh, my goodness.
The stupid dog, the one that pushed the lock.
Oh, jumped up on the door.
Yes. Oh, you did it.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad we were able to get in there quickly for you.
Me too. Thank you.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models, including the Saturn View, Ion, and L300 series. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley, Kerry Blass, Bush, and Cheney on Iraq. John Kerry says President Bush spinning the facts about the Iraq war, saying the president shouldn't make up or find reasons to go to war after the fact. Kerry says if Bush fails to recognize the severity of problems in Iraq, it could result in a chaotic situation in the Middle East. In his words, Kerry says President Bush and Vice President Cheney, quote, may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth. Kerry spoke to reporters in Colorado after Bush and Cheney each said they believe the war in Iraq was justified, despite the new U.S. Inspector's Arms report that included Saddam Hussein did not have any weapons of mass destruction. Kerry said that report does away with their chief justification in the administration for the war in Iraq. President Bush did say the invasion was the right course. Even though no weapons of mass destruction were present, Bush says the invasion was proper because Saddam Hussein was, quote, a unique enemy who had the means and intent to make the weapons. A new book says France was considering committing troops to Iraq before the war. He became the symbol of international opposition to the war in Iraq, but the new book says the president of France was on board at first. The book, which has a title that translates into English as Chirac versus Bush, the Other War, claims Jacques Chirac considered committing up to 15,000 French troops and equipment to the Iraqi war effort. The book says Chirac was on the fence as late as 2 months before the invasion, before he finally decided against a commitment, amid signs that President Bush was bent on going ahead without United Nations approval. The book alleges a frosty personal relationship between Chirac and Bush, said it didn't help matters, and it also claims U.S. officials eavesdropped on Jacques Chirac's phone calls. In Baghdad today, explosions, rockets, gunfire outside hotels housing foreigners, a bigger U.S. Army presence now, reinforcements inside at a Baghdad hotel compound after a flurry of explosions and gunfire there. An explosion rattled Kabul ahead of the historic elections coming up in Afghanistan. An international peacekeeper in the capital of Afghanistan says a loud explosion there the day before the elections, the explosion happening several hundred yards from peacekeeping headquarters. It's not clear if there were any casualties. The headquarters are not far from the U.S. Embassy and other diplomatic missions in Afghanistan's capital. and an explosion at a resort near the border between Israel and Egypt. Israel's Channel 1 TV, quoting Egyptian officials, says 30 people killed in the hotel explosion at the Taba Resort in Egypt. The Hilton Hotel, only yards away from the Israeli border, vacationing Israelis stayed there, celebrating the end of a Jewish holiday. Two other explosions nearby at a camping area, also full of Israeli tourists. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Fall is the time when everyone prepares for the long, hard winter. Your lawn is no exception. That's why the scientists at Bayer created Bayer Advanced Triple Action Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer. It works at every level, the grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil to create a thicker, greener lawn in the fall. And it increases root development to fight winter stress and give you a quicker green up in the spring. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly George W. Bush with the helmets of the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice. Next! Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile. Next! If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Hi, I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Janine Garofalo. The second presidential debate is this Friday.
I know that.
And at the Majority Report, it's definitely not...
more of the same.
We're broadcasting live from Crowbar in New York City. Air America Radio and the Nation Institute invite you to...
don't watch alone. Come enjoy the debate with actress Maggie Gyllenhaal, leading progressive writers and the folks from The Nation magazine at Crowbar, 530 West 28th Street.
Doors open at 6:30. Free admission until 8. $10 after. And remember, don't watch alone.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. It's about 7 past the hour. The Ralph Nader thing is maybe somebody can help me out. What's going on here? And I try to stay out of this Nader versus the Democrats thing, or Nader versus Kerry thing. But I think Ralphie is going too far now. He really is. He's accepting money from just damn near every right wing organization in the country. BuzzFlash had a news alert up. Funders of Swift Boat Veterans for Truth have made thousands of dollars in campaign contributions to Nader. That's according to his website. What is it? United Progressives for Victory. Up for Victory. It says here, in addition to accepting contributions from donors of the Swift Boat thugs, Nader has also taken money from conservative political action committee donors who have given to the Club for Growth, along with legal representation and ballot help from Republican consultants, Republican lawyers, major donors to the Republican Party and Republican state parties. According to FEC records, five major donors who have given $13,500 to Swift Boat Veterans for Truth to air its attack ads on John Kerry's military service have also given Nader $7,500. Altogether, Up for Victory research has documented over $100,000 in cash and known in-kind contributions to Nader by Republican donors and consultants. This does not count the unreported in-kind contributions made by the GOP in circulating his ballot petitions and so on and so forth. Up for Victory is not Nader's organization. That I'm sorry. I've read it wrong. United Progressives for Victory, Up for Victory, made the announcement. Nader has condemned the ads run by the Swift Boat veterans, these thugs. He condemned the ads, saying, quote, "It's pretty deplorable that Bush, through his proxies, is doing this smear," end quote. That was on August 27th in a speech at Tulane University. But Nader turns around and accepts thousands of dollars from these people. Robert Brandon is quoted here, a former Nader associate, a public interest attorney and co-founder of Up for Victory, said, quote, "Now we learn that Bush, through his proxies, is funding Nader's campaign. If Nader wishes to have any credibility left with progressives, he must give back all right-wing money and finally acknowledge that his campaign is being used by the Bush-Cheney reelection team," end quote. Well, Nader's not going to do that. He's not going to admit to anything. Nader was one of my heroes, and I'm not stupid. I know that a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. But going way back to the 60s, you know, when I first became aware of Ralph Nader, it was like, wow, who's this guy? Right? If you take a look around at consumer product safety and workplace safety laws and public health laws and so on and so forth, I'll bet you over the past 40 years, you could probably, I'm just going to pull this number out of my ear, but I bet 40, 50, 60% of legislation, maybe higher, that protects consumers was initiated by Nader or one of his public interest groups, right? The man has done incalculable good. The Republicans have fought him every step of the way. Some Democrats fought him for his insistence on rules, on regulations. What happened to Ralph? What happened to him? He doesn't have an ice cube's chance in hell in being elected to anything on a national level. Not even one chance in a trillion. And he knows that. He'll admit that. He's still trying to spank the Democratic Party, I guess. Ralph, the Democratic Party doesn't need to be spanked like this. It really doesn't. The Democratic Party knows what it is. It's not the Labor, Progressive, Liberal Party anymore. It doesn't claim to be, Ralph. And you don't have to do a damn thing, buddy, except organize. If you want to reorganize a Democratic Party, I'll join you. I will. I'll bust my ass for you. I really will. We'll get county commissioners elected. We'll get state representatives elected, state senators elected. Maybe 10 years from now, we might get a member of Congress elected. Maybe 15 years from now, a senator. Maybe 50 60, 80 years from now, when you and I, Ralph, are dead and gone and dust and the worms have eaten us and there's nothing left, maybe a real Democrat will get elected again. So I'm willing to go to work for you, Ralph, tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. As soon as I vote for John Kerry, I'll start to work for you. I really will. But in the meantime, why don't you shut up and sit down and stop helping Bush, you traitor? You're not dumb, Ralph. You're not blind. You're not deaf. You're not an idiot. So what's wrong with you? You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Every single dollar that you're accepting from these right-wing vermin, every single dollar was money gotten by gaming the system that you busted your ass for four decades to try to regulate and help so that common people could survive under the clutches and fangs of predatory capitalism. And now you're taking their money. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Nader. You're not my hero anymore, buddy. You really are not. I mean, I still respect your history and what you did, but now you're just another street punk working for the Republicans. You really are. You really are. You and Limbaugh. You and Limbaugh. And this crappy-ass, filthy media that we have in this country. How could you do it, Ralph? How could you do it to us, huh? You're not revitalizing the Democratic Party. You're not reinstilling progressive ideals in people. You're not. You're trying once again, to destroy what's left of the Democratic Party in order to satisfy your own ego. Come on, man. You know that's what you're doing. You know it's what you're doing. And the Republicans, these right-wing neo-Nazis, Ralph, look who you've aligned yourself with. Look who you are in bed with. Look whose naked bodies are rubbing up against yours, Ralph. Check it out. Huh? How does it feel? You like it? Is this fun? You like doing this? Is this advancing progressive ideas in America? Is it? I don't know. And as far as Nader being a progressive, you know, if you want to call in and tell me how rotten the Democratic Party is, I'm not going to take your phone call, okay? I know how rotten the Democratic Party is. You don't have to tell me. But I also know that in order to reform it, we have to get rid of some of these filthy animals, these ghouls in the Republican Party that have got this country in lockdown. We got to get rid of them. We got to go with the Democratic Leadership Conference. We got to go with these Democrats who are not Democrats until we can restore some sanity in this country. A la Bill Clinton and Al Gore. Restore some sanity, and then perhaps we can get back to work where we were 30 years ago on a liberal progressive agenda. But in the meantime, what do you want to do? Vote for Ralph. And don't even talk to me about, well, I'm going to vote for Ralph because I live in New York, and we're definitely going to go for Kerry. Don't you understand that if Ralph get what does Ralph need? 4 or 5%? I don't even know what the numbers anymore. Until he is federally funded, so he can continue this 4 years from now, when the old bastard's in his early 70s, and then he can do it 4 years later when the old bastard's in his late 70s, and he can do it 4 years because he's going to live forever. You know that. And when he's in his 80s, in the meantime, where we really need organizing in the Democratic Party, it's not happening. Why? Because people like Nader suck all the oxygen out. And real liberals, real Democrats can't, they give up. Well, you know, what can I do? Nader is, you know, Nader's this, Nader's that. Nader won't sign on to a real Democratic Party. Nader won't do this. Nader is aligned himself with the flying monkey right in this country. He takes their money. He doesn't give a damn if Bush takes over. And Nader will be one of the first to go into the internment camps another 4 years of this neo-Nazi administration. And Nader seems to be sitting back on his ass saying, oh, guess what? I'm going to discipline the Democratic Party. How dare you? How dare you come across with that kind of a patronizing attitude, Mr. Nader?
Why shop a going out of business sale? During Levitt's Labor Day kickoff sale, you'll find unprecedented values. There are Levitt sofas starting at $599. That's 40% off the regular price. Sofas starting at $299. That's 50% off. Beds starting at $199. That's 60% off. And on top of that, there's no payments or interest till 2006. Plus, Levitt's will deliver all in-stock furniture in 1 week. And don't forget about Levitt's biggest mattress event of the year with savings of up to $600. Levitt's is kicking off Labor Day this weekend. Shop today, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and special store hours tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Levitt's, 94 years and stronger than ever.
$1,700 minimum purchase required on Levitt's preferred customer card August 31st through September 4th to qualify for finance offer. Subject to credit approval. Accrued interest credited paid in full by the promotional expiration date as indicated on your monthly billing statement. 24% APR standard rate, 26% default rate. See store for details.
Crimes Against Nature, a new book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., sets the record straight on George W. Bush, corporate greed, and the plunder of America. Crimes Against Nature makes the case that the administration has taken corporate cronyism to unprecedented heights, threatening our health, our national security, and our democracy. Al Franken calls Crimes Against Nature a passionate and devastatingly written attack on the Bush administration. Crimes Against Nature, the national bestseller by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a HarperCollins book. Now available at bookstores and online at airamericaradio.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Through a hole in the air.
from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there.
From the wall. 22 past the hour. All right, let's go to the phones here for a while, okay? We're at 866-303-2270. Bruce is calling from Chicago. Bruce, thanks for holding on. And welcome
to the
program.
Hey, no problem, Mike. Thanks. Really enjoying your show. I thought what you said about Ralph Nader was very good. The question I called in about was, do you think that he has been demonized by the left? But, you know, I definitely see the valid points that you raised, and it's really a very interesting debate.
Yeah, I don't think, I think the left, what's left of the left in America, and there's not much left, I think they're trying to understand, I think they spent an awful lot of time trying to understand Nader when he decided to go overtly political. I think the left, what's left of it in America, tried to understand the method to what appeared to be Nader's madness. But here's the bottom line. Nader will never be elected to anything, not anything. He could run for city council in Oakland, California, and get elected, but he'll never be elected to anything. And to parade his ego, troll his ego through these states that allow him on the ballot to see how many votes he can get at this point in his life, his career, and looking at how he's funded, where he gets his money, what's behind this campaign, whether Nader wants to admit it or not, I frankly don't give a damn. He is funded, supported, shored up, and pushed by the flying monkey right in this country, by the neocons, the neo-Nazis, and the Republican Party. I said, Nader's not a stupid man. All he has to do is take a look behind himself and look at these monsters who are pushing him out there to take votes away from Kerry. And when he sees that and says, oh, well, that's okay with me, then he has become something I don't want to associate with.
Yeah, clearly he could be more effective, working for the good guys in this case.
Yeah, I would think. And the good guys are very, very clearly laid out on the ground, just like with a chalk mark around him. I'm not saying I support everything that Kerry and Edwards talk about. I support maybe half of what they talk about. You know, I'm not stupid. I understand what's happened to the Democratic Party, but this is not the way. You don't reform the Democratic Party by helping to install in this country a fascist dictatorship. That's not how you reform the Democratic Party. There are other ways to do it. That's kind of my bottom line. Even Michael Moore has finally come around to realize that.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Mike. Thanks for the time.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks, Bruce. Mark is calling from Siesta Key, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
About Ralph Nader, I wrote a piece. I've sort of gotten sick and tired of everybody on the left bashing Nader. And what you said about him in the beginning was real right on. And then everybody comes down on him. I mean, everybody from Michael Moore and Bill Maher getting down on their knees, begging him not to run. How dare they? Now, here's the answer. Instead of having a problem such as the debacle which happened 4 years ago with everybody blaming Nader when, of course, there was like 7 million only Democrats that went to the Republican and voted for Bush, including 200,000 here in Florida. But let's get to the solution for this time around. I wrote a piece. It's called Vote Swapping. It's on a site, voteswapping.net. And here it is in a succinct manner. A democratic and progressive win-win-win solution. John Kerry and Ralph Nader agreement of unity for the 2004 United States presidential race. This is the worst nightmare imaginable for George Walker Bush. This article is the solution for both the John Forbes Kerry and Ralph Nader campaigns, and here it is in a nutshell. Number one, you ensure George Walker Bush isn't reselected. Number two, deliver the key swing states to John Forbes Kerry. Number three, have Ralph Nader and his independent party receive at least 5% of the popular vote, therefore become a legitimate third party with federal and matching funds. This rarefied trifecta can happen with vote swapping, and here you go. It should happen in a few days. I've put this in front of Nader. Nader agrees with this. The problem is Kerry's not agreeing with it. He hasn't even returned his phone call for the last 19 days. Now, it's as easy as this. What you have to do is have Ralph Nader and Ralph Nader and the guy running for president, Kerry, get together and agree. And we have Ralph come out in a few days and go to every key swing state, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the top 10 or 12, wherever he is needed to get him over the top, and come to these swing states and say, look, everybody for me, don't vote for me, vote for Kerry. Everybody, and get a friend out and vote for Kerry in these swing states. In return, what Kerry does for Nader is he's going to lose. You go to the most populated states in the country, which are overwhelmingly voting Republican. The first one is Texas. Texas alone, if Kerry just said, don't vote for me in Texas. I mean, look, Gore lost Texas. He got 2.5 million votes. He lost by 1.3
Yeah, right.
Or more.
Mark. Mark. Hold on. Okay? I've got to move on. My point is this. 6 weeks before the election is not the time to be talking about vote swapping. If Kerry's not returning a phone call now, why in the hell wasn't this idea presented to the Democratic Party 8 months ago, 10 months ago, a year ago? That's my point. Got a break. I'm sorry. Mark, thanks.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to the right, here I am, back in the middle with you.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for. Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Debbie Thompson from Nevada writes, no one in our area thought the fires in California would affect us 300 miles away, but they did. Your fantastic air purifiers kept our home clear of the dust and smoke. They were a real lifesaver. Folks, just how effective is an Orrick Professional Air Purifier? Well, call us at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. Try one free for 90 days.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She's just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help.
Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local state and national realtor associations.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. On the eve of the Afghan elections, how come they haven't had debates which don't involve mortar fire? We'll have a live report from Afghanistan. Plus, will President Bush dare to show up for more butt-kicking from John Kerry? And will he have a secret weapon, like a fact or a sentence? Plus, the weekly business report on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
TV with Disney and Cronkite and Martin Luther. And I believed, I believed, I believed. Now I am the backseat driver for Mary Ford. And I am not at the wheel of control. And I am guilty, I am war, and I am the root of all evil.
It's about 26 before the hour. You know, we'll come back to calls in just a second. But, you know, purely rhetorically, why should Kerry return a call to Nary, to Nader? Would Kerry return a call to Bush? Maybe he would because he's the president. But, I mean, regarding the campaign, Nader's just another opponent. Why strategize with your opponent? And this vote swap nonsense, no offense to Mark, but it is nonsense. You know, we've discussed this a thousand times, and as a matter of fact, let me see here. I will take Darren, not right now. I don't want to take a call right now. But Darren from North Carolina is calling about the Nader thing, and that's the last call I'm going to take on this Nader thing, okay? We have that was an item I wanted to just bring up briefly and move on. So hold on, Darren. We'll get to you in a moment. Now, moving right along, second presidential debate tomorrow night. I'm hoping, and I know you are too, that Bush will repeat his disastrous half-witted performance. Here's a quick best of W from the last debate as a refresher for you. Listen up.
George W. Bush will give a country a push and put us back on the road to what's right and true.
I believe I'm going to win because the American people know I know how to lead. We've been challenged and we've risen to those challenges. I've got a good relation with Vladimir, and it's important that we do have a good relation. We've done a lot of hard work together. We've climbed the mighty mountain. I see the valley below, and it's a valley of peace. And I think this will work. It's not going to work if we open up a dialogue with Kim Jong-il. He wants to unravel the six-party talks or the five-nation coalition. We've convinced the Iranian mullahs, the message to the mullahs, to abandon their nuclear ambitions. My concerns about the senator is that he changes positions on the war in Iraq. He changes positions on something as fundamental as what you believe in your core. Trying to be popular kind of in the global sense makes no sense. You cannot will. Otherwise, the world won't be better off. You cannot lead if you send mixed messages. I've shown the American people I know how to lead. September the 11th changed how America must look at the world. In Iraq, we saw a threat, and we realized that after September the 11th, we must take threats seriously before they fully materialize. I have, it's hard work, incredibly hard. The enemy understands a free Iraq will be a major defeat. That's why they're fighting so vociferously. I understand how hard it is. I see on the TV screens how hard it is. I understand how hard it is to commit troops. I never wanted to commit troops, but the enemy attacked us. Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, bin Laden. Of course I know Osama bin Laden attacked us. I know that. But Osama bin Laden going to determine how we defend ourselves. Osama bin Laden doesn't get to decide. That's kind of a pre-September 10th mentality. Because we achieved such a rapid victory, more of the Saddam loyalists were around. It's hard work. And it's hard work. It's hard work. It is hard work to go from a tyranny to a democracy. You know, it's hard work to try to love her as best as I can. We've done a lot of hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. Everybody knows it's hard work. And it's hard work. I understand how hard it is. It's hard work. You know, it's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. It's incredibly hard. It's hard work. I ask for your vote, and may God continue to bless our great land.
You asked for my vote? I think the most offensive thing he said and the most telling thing he said when John Kerry took him apart last Tuesday night was the half-witted, insulting statement, I see on the TV screens. I know how hard it is in Iraq. I see it on the TV screen. This is the commander-in-chief. This is a guy with testicles the size of Indonesia, right? Wrong. This is the cowboy. This is the Texan, huh? Hey, bring him on. Just don't bring him on over here. Bring him on over there so that I can send more young American boys to go die. Don't bring him on here, but bring him on. Hey, mission accomplished. How do I look in this flat suit, huh? Pretty good, huh? I see on the TV screens. They're like Winston Churchill. Doesn't he like to compare himself to Winston Churchill? Winston Churchill, I hear on the radio. God, this guy is useless. He's just absolutely useless. This George Bush. I see on the TV screens what's going on in Iraq. Well, yeah. That pretty much makes sense, even though he said he doesn't watch television. But it pretty much makes sense. Who's going to talk to George Bush in the Bush crime family? Who's going to sit down? Condoleezza Rice? Rumsfeld? Cheney? Bush is a piece of meat who sits there and conducts those little morning sessions with his cabinet and insists that people go to the Wednesday prayer meeting with John Ashcroft. Bush has no more ability to lead or understand what leadership is than my three-month-old daughter. I see on the TV screens. I know how hard it is. I know it's tough. It's a difficult job. I see on the TV screens. I see the things going boom. I see the holes in the road. I see the clouds coming up where the things that go boom made a hole in the ground. I see that. Good God. This is Bush leadership, huh? And then when he says he was out on the South Lawn today talking about this Iraq report that came out. We don't have any Q&A quotes for you tonight because Bush is too cowardly to actually answer reporters' questions on this particular topic. But listen to this. The 7,000th rationale and justification for attacking Iraq. Now we're setting the precedent that it's okay to attack a nation if we suspect there's an intent to develop weapons. That's how this crime family that runs the United States of America, this honorable country run by these thieving, just crumb bums. Now, if we suspect there's an intent to develop weapons, well then.
The Dolphin Report also raises important new information about Saddam Hussein's defiance of the world and his intent and capability to develop weapons.
Capability?
The Dolphin Report showed that Saddam was systematically gaming the system.
Gaming?
Using the UN Oil for Food program to try to influence countries and companies in an effort to undermine sanctions.
So did we!
He was doing so with the intent of restarting his weapons program once the world looked away.
Oh, my God. My God. Charles Dwelfer, the guy that the Bush administration sent to do this, said there was nothing, nothing, nothing. Listen to this. This is in the Post. Dwelfer's report, delivered yesterday to two congressional committees, represents the government's most definitive accounting of Hussein's weapons programs, the assumed strength of which the Bush administration presented as a central reason for war. Dwelfer told a Senate panel yesterday, "We were almost all wrong." Dwelfer concluded that Hussein was not motivated by a desire to strike the United States with banned weapons, but wanted them to enhance his image in the Middle East and to deter Iran, against which Iraq had fought a devastating eight-year war. The former Iraqi leader sat in on a one-on-one with an Arabic-speaking FBI interrogator. Hussein told his questioner he felt threatened by U.S. military power, but even then, he said he maintained a fondness for American movies and literature. He hoped for improved relations with the United States and over several years sent proposals through intermediaries to open dialogue with Washington. Dwelfer's report also says the following, quote, "The former regime had no formal written strategy or plan for the revival of weapons of mass destruction after sanctions. Neither was there an identifiable group of weapons of mass destruction policymakers or planners." And among the most diplomatically explosive relations was that Hussein had established a worldwide network of companies and countries, most of them our allies, that secretly helped Iraq generate $11 billion in illegal income and locate, finance, and import banned services and technologies. Among those named are officials or companies from Belarus, China, Lebanon, France, Indonesia, Jordan, Poland, Russia, Turkey, Syria, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what, Truth Seeker? In the report that Dwelfer sent up, the place where it talked about the American companies, the American individuals who worked with Saddam to thwart the oil for food program, that section has been redacted. The list of names from France and Russia and China, these are all permanent members of the UN Security Council, they're all there. But when it came to our people, oh no! The U.S. citizens and business entities that involved in this were redacted because we have something here called the Privacy Act. Did Bush mention that when he was in the Rose Garden today? No, I don't think so.
Iraqi people, you asked them why have we waited so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil.
EPA says, gag on this. Jeff Brook from PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, explains.
We were contacted by EPA employees that had gotten a directive that said that if a reporter calls you, please refrain from answering. Don't provide them any information, including why you can't talk to them.
This is quite a reversal from tradition.
But never have they been restrained from having the conversation or answering a straight question. This is an unprecedented restraint on the specialist at EPA from providing information to the public.
This only applies to reporters.
So that suggests that what this is about is image maintenance.
It's to make sure that the agency managers are not surprised by news coverage.
The timing of this was such that they didn't want any embarrassing news stories to come out before the election.
See a copy of the gag order online at peer.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
In the presidential debate last week, John Kerry beat up George Bush for having his priorities backward in the war on terror. He asked Bush why he's spending millions of dollars to open firehouses in Iraq while he's shutting them down at home. The Bush administration has so far thrown nearly $200 billion at Iraq. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security will get only $27 billion this year, with most of that going to items that were in place well before 9/11. The Iraq war is killing genuine Homeland Security. Experts say it'll take $6 billion to upgrade subway and commuter trains in large U.S. cities to safeguard against terrorism. This year, Bush is spending less than 2% of that amount, around $100 million. How long would it take to burn through that money in Iraq? 8 hours. The administration is billions short on upgrading port security, equipping airports with machines that screen baggage for explosives, and training firefighters for terrorist attacks. The amount it spends on all these initiatives combined would last only half a week in Iraq. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Are you sick and tired of your bathroom scale dictating your mood? If you're down a pound, great day. But watch out if you're up a pound or two or your clothes get a bit tighter. That is not a good day. If this sounds like you, then I urge you to step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle by calling 800-921-BURN. You know CortiSlim people. You run into those CortiSlim show-offs constantly. You hear how great and physically fit they feel and how they're going shopping for new clothes. Well, CortiSlim people have learned that at least part of their weight issues are related to stress and hormones. CortiSlim people don't drive themselves nuts because they've learned the balance of exercise, nutrition, diet, and supplementation. If you're ready, step off the scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle.
Call now and get $20 off when you purchase 2 bottles of CortiSlim. $20 off 2 bottles. That's huge. Call 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Nine minutes before the hour. Okay, Dwelfer's report, the final word on the reasons that we went to war with Iraq. We attacked a country that we had no business attacking. Dwelfer's report contradicted damn near every claim that the Bush crime family made before the war. The Washington Post reports it this way. The report found, for example, that Iraq's crash program in 1991 to build a nuclear weapon before the Persian Gulf War went nowhere and was nowhere being months away from producing a weapon like this criminal administration asserted. You know how much they had of enriched, how much enriched uranium they had? Micrograms were produced. No weapon design was completed. The CIA and administration officials have said they were surprised by the advanced state of Iraq's nuclear program. There was also no evidence that Iraq possessed or was developing a mobile biological weapons production system. Remember what Colin Powell said? Remember the little drawings he had in front of the United Nations? The two trailers that were found in early 2003 were designed and built exclusively for the generation of hydrogen gas, had nothing to do with biological weapons. Dwelfer also found nothing to support allegations that Iraq sought uranium from Africa or any other any country in Africa after 1991, as Bush lied about. The only two contacts with the country of Niger that were discovered were an invitation to the president of Niger to visit Baghdad and a visit to Baghdad by a Niger minister in 2001 seeking petroleum products for cash. Nuclear weapons program. Remember, we were told they had reconstituted their nuclear weapons program. Dwelfer reported that after 1991, Baghdad's nuclear program decayed, ended. No evidence to suggest any efforts to restart the program. Dwelfer's report is the first U.S. intelligence assessment to state flatly that Iraq had secretly destroyed its biological weapons stock in the early 90s. The document, Dwelfer's report, rules out the possibility that biological weapons might have been hidden or smuggled into another country. Didn't happen. No evidence of stocks of the smallpox virus, which this Bush crime family claimed it had. No chemical weapons existed, and there is no evidence of attempts to make the weapons over the past 12 years, according to Bush's hand-picked dude, Dwelfer. Cheney told CNN in March 2002, the issue is that he has chemical weapons and he's used them. we know that he has 100 metric tons and possibly as much as 500 metric tons of chemical warfare agents. All of it a lie. All of it. Every single thing this filthy Bush crime family told us to take us to war was a lie. And today, here's what he said.
Based on all the information we have to date, I believe we were right to take action. And America is safer today with Saddam Hussein in prison. He retained the knowledge, the materials, the means, and the intent to produce weapons of mass destruction. In the world after September the 11th, he was a threat we had to confront, and America and the world are safer for our actions.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. This is somebody who belongs in a mental institution tied down securely. This man is going to take us into a nuclear war. Do you understand that? Now, let me tell you something. If George W. Bush is not thrown out of office on November 2nd, there is no doubt in my mind. And I've got kids and grandkids, and this is what they're going to have to deal with. George W. Bush and the psychopaths in his administration are going to take us into the use of nuclear weapons. It will happen. It will happen. He's talking about a safer world. This psychopath has made this world more dangerous than it's been since the Cuban Missile Crisis 42 years ago. Beheadings, kidnappings, bombings. Look what happened in the Egyptian port city today, where how many Israeli vacationers were blown to pieces? This blood is all over Bush. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. Look what's happening in Iraq. Look what's happening in the occupied territories. Look what's happening in Egypt now. Look at it. That's what this man has done. He loves blood and death and destruction. He is a killer. And he's surrounded by vampires and ghouls and people who relish the sight of death, destruction, and blood. They love it. They want it. They lust after it. They want to roll around in it the way your dog rolls around in some other dog's dumpings on the lawn. That's what these people do. And nuclear weapons are next. Don't kid yourself. hundreds. The CIA just published hundreds of names of people, firms, political parties, and government officials that Saddam Hussein worked with to thwart the oil for food program. They're all there, except the Americans. How many times do you think Halliburton appears on that list? Huh? The list do not name U.S. citizens and business entities. They were blacked out from the report in accordance with provisions of the Privacy Act. Jesus. Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, Yemen, Syria, France, Russia, China, Poland, Lebanon, Indonesia. It just goes on and on. And the United States. Don't you understand what these people did to us, this Bush crime family? Your call's coming up next. Right after break. Darren, I haven't forgot about you and your Nader comments. You're up first. Stay with us. One more hour of fun and frivolity. I feel like I need to take a shower tonight. Oh, God. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
I saw how beautiful she was. I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. At least 30 people are reported dead following a rash of explosions in three Egyptian resort towns along the Israeli border. The first blast ripped through a hotel in Taba in what authorities believe was a bomb attack. That blast was followed shortly by explosions at two other resorts in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where thousands of Israelis have been vacationing. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is taking aim at President Bush, saying the president is making up reasons for invading Iraq after the fact. At a campaign stop in Colorado Thursday, Kerry said Bush, quote, is still not being straight with the American people. Kerry says the Bush administration view on Iraq is out of touch with what's occurring.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq.
Meanwhile, Bush campaigning in Wisconsin said he was right to take action against Iraq and insisted the world is safer because of it. He also said John Kerry is being misleading.
He's claiming I misled America about weapons when he himself cited the very same intelligence about Saddam's weapons programs as the reason he voted to go to war.
Bush also called Kerry the most liberal member of the U.S. Senate and said, quote, that's saying something. With John Kerry only having a slight lead in New Jersey, Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards was stumping on Thursday in Bayonne. Steve Sandberg reports.
Accepting the endorsement of more than 100 9/11 families, Democratic Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards delivered his harshest criticism yet of President Bush.
President of the United States, in order to perform well in a debate, needs to do more than not screw up his face and needs to do more than be able to string a sentence together.
Steve Sandberg, Bayonne.
Oil prices have reached new heights at $53 a barrel for U.S. crude. The rise in price comes amid concerns over tight winter heating fuel supplies and an unexpected strike at Nigerian oil terminals. U.S. supply worries have stepped up after Hurricane Ivan cut September U.S. crude production to its lowest in any month since 1950. This weekend, one of University of Rochester's more successful graduates will receive a special award for career achievement. Richard Liebner counts Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather among some of the biggest names in broadcast news he represents. Richard Liebner shares his advice to would-be journalists.
The colleges graduate and law schools graduate more people every year than there are all the jobs in the industry. So you better want it and love it and have a passion for it.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Hi, Orkin Man here with a pest control secret. You know, people aren't the only ones who flock to the water this time of year. Millions of ants do, too. So it's common to find them near dishwashers and kitchen sinks. If you spot a few strolling along your kitchen counter with beach umbrellas and little teeny tiny flip-flops, you're not the only one. To end this pool party, call me at Orkin. We've been helping to protect homes for over 100 years. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKINMAN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Break out the Mahjong tiles because Friday on the Al Franken Show, our program retires to Miami, Florida. We like to relax by talking to people like Congressman Robert Wexler, Congresswoman-to-be Jan Schneider, and campaign guru Joe Trippi. We'll be hitting Florida like a hurricane of love. We'll put the roof back on your house and move your mobile home back to its original location. That's Friday, the Al Franken Show, live from Miami, Florida.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The it was back on Tuesday. What's the day? Thursday? Back on Tuesday, the House of Representatives Subcommittee decided to include the Bush administration's handling of Iraq's oil money. the Iraq's Oil for Food program. Not just the Oil for Food program, but where is the money? Now, Bartkop has been talking about this for I don't know how long. Tens of billions of dollars are gone. The decision to subpoena documents from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is what they decided to do. Up until this point, the focus had been on corruption in the UN Oil for Food program in Iraq during Saddam's regime. Now, if you heard the names of the countries, you probably read them yourselves, that where deals were attempted to be made. You also know now that page after page after page, once again, you see, is redacted from the report because it involves Halliburton and Dick Cheney. And the Carlyle Group and Pappy Bush. And Tony Blair and former British Prime Minister Majors. All of these people. They're thugs. So now, this decision by this subcommittee of the House means that they will scrutinize the activities of the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority, Bremer's group of bandits that governed Iraq from May 2002 to June 2004. Get this, a recent internal audit of the CPA, Coalition Provisional Authority, by its inspector general, concluded that the authority couldn't account for $9 billion that belonged to the Iraqi people. Couldn't account for it. How do you lose $9 billion? You don't. You steal it. Henry Waxman again, he said this money belongs to the Iraqi people. This administration should use these funds in a transparent manner. It's not a slush fund. The bank had no comment. The bank in New York, the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, no comment. When the truth of this comes out, if it ever does, I'm telling you, my fellow Americans, we are going to hang our heads in shame. The murder, the slaughter that we have committed, the rape and pillage and robbery of this useless pissant country. It wasn't useless and pissant all of its history. It used to be the cradle of civilization. How many times is it mentioned in George Bush's Bible? But look what they have done. Look what they have done. Yeah, and Saddam Hussein too. If only we would have supported the people of Iraq so they would have dragged the old bastard out in the street like they did Mussolini and beat him to death and hang him up from the nearest lamppost. But oh no, 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 we didn't do that, did we? No. And the Kuwaitis and the Saudis, lard asses all, would not fight against him. Hey, America, come help us quick or we'll shut off your oil. Now, one last thing. This report by Dwelfer that the regime of Saddam Hussein was not involved in anything only helps deepen Arab hostility toward us. Now they really hate us. Makram Mohammed Ahmed, editor-in-chief of the semi-official Al-Musawar magazine, said, quote, "All Arab and Muslim people are convinced that Bush is persecuting Muslims and Arabs and is targeting only the Arab world. This increases tensions and hatred. The whole Arab world now hates America and the Bush administration." So there it is. You talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. Are you traveling overseas anytime in the near future? Good luck. Hold on to your ass. Truly, truly. Good luck. Thanks to Bush. God. All right. That's it. That's it for me. All right. Darren is calling from North Carolina. Darren, sorry to keep holding so long, but I had to get all that said. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. You've made so many wonderful, terrific points. I hate to even call them wonderful because they are so true. Just to go back to the Nader, I almost hate to go back to the Nader thing now.
That's all right. No, I promised you. Go ahead. No, it's okay.
If Nader really wants to make a point, I agree that, I'm hopeful. I think Kerry's going to win it all. But worst case scenario to me is Bush wins the electoral vote, but loses the popular vote. So for all the people that say, vote for Nader in the states that that we know that Bush is going to lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be a better statement to say, let's see how wide a margin we can make the popular vote? You know, let's all vote for Kerry. You know, to me, it would be better to show a better showing of our dissent on Bush to say, let's see how wide the popular vote can go against him.
Yeah, I agree. But beyond that, you know, the nerve, the audacity of Nader or anybody connected with him, I'm sorry to say this, our caller Mark from Siesta Key, no offense, pal, but the audacity to suggest that somehow Ralph Nader is worth swapping votes for. Here's what Ralph Nader has to do. He has to cut his ties with the Republican Party. He's got to cut his ties with the Republican fundraisers who want to use him as a dupe and the fool that he is. He's got to get off his ass and get out and run on the Nader Party, raise his own money, do his own petition signing, and stop trying to cut deals with the Democratic devil that he hates. You know, he cuts deals with anybody, Republicans now, fundraisers, and he wants Democrats, people who still claim to be Democrats, who are going to vote for Kerry because we understand what is going to happen in this country if Bush seizes power again. And Nader wants to make deals. To hell with you, Nader. To hell with your supporters. May you all rot in hell. You had your chance. You screwed it up. And now, at this late date, people are going, well, I'll tell you what, let's swap votes. No, shut up. Sit down. You didn't earn anything. You didn't work for it. Go away. Go away. That's all. Bottom line.
To me, that's no better than what we've got.
What?
I think to me that's just as bad as what we've got.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They're going to lie and take whatever they can get to win.
Sure, sure. Crumb bums. I hear you. All right. Darren, thanks. Thanks for holding on.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Take care. Okay, no more of those. I promise, Darren. Tony in North Carolina has been holding on forever. Tony, welcome to the program. Sorry. Appreciate your patience.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Tony.
I know you've all heated tonight about NATO, but I'll try to move on to another topic.
Yeah, do. Move on.
Okay. I believe the talking point tomorrow night, Joe Bush, he's not going to talk about no weapon of mass destruction. He's going to try to talk about the oil for food program. And I think John Kerry is going to have to call him on that.
I don't think it will, because Bush is stupid. He doesn't know the first damn thing about the oil for food program, and he doesn't want to go there because his vice president has oil and blood all over his hands. Halliburton, Kellogg Brown & Root, they all do. All of these companies, these whorish companies set up by Cheney. I'll tell you what he's going to talk about tomorrow, Tony. He's going to talk about his wonderful record of rebuilding the economy, because you see, Bill Clinton handed him a damn near a depression, and poor George has had to rebuild this depression that Clinton handed him. But look here, we had the attacks on 9/11, and we had the depression. Yeah, that's what he's going to talk about.
All the number of excuses, like John Kerry said, this president coming with more excuse, more lies, and more children. I think John Kerry had to call him on that tomorrow night. And I got one thing to say about NATO. Only about who really knew the man was Lee Iacocca. Lee Iacocca called him a hypocrite back in the early 80s, and I see the hypocrite is still living today.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Tony, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. All right, well, we got a break here, and then we'll come back. And Ali in Houston, you're next. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. We're going to get all your calls in tonight, I promise you. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. It's part of your master plan for fooling your congregation and petroleum domination. Justifying your new invasion with moral indignation. You got my mass destruction. Who got the nuclear bombs? Who got the chemical stockpile? It's still a policy of insanity. Blood for oil, bodies for oil.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is Empowering America. She was born in Encino, California in 1951. Young Sally was quite the tennis player and eventually dropped out of college to pursue a professional career. After 3 months, she realized that the tennis career wasn't happening. She went back to school, and by the age of 27, she had a BA, a BS, a master's degree, and was a PhD candidate in astrophysics. One day, she read that NASA was looking for men and women to apply for the space program. More than 8,000 people applied. 35 were accepted, 6 of those women, and Sally was one of them. She joined NASA in 1977, training in parachute jumping, water survival, radio communications, and navigation. In 1983, she became the first woman in space on the Shuttle Challenger. Dr. Sally Ride has twice been honored with the National Space Flight Medal.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
22 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Ali is calling from Houston, Texas. Ali, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I wanted, first of all, let you commend you guys to know I am in Houston, Texas. This is one of the most Republican-dominated territories you can possibly be in. And for a person like me, it's a nightmare in itself.
I'll bet.
But let me make it very clear to you about what's going on in Houston, Texas. First, I want to let you know that, yes, if you mention the name John Kerry and support in the same sentence, you're liable to get shot, or you're liable for having these lunatics here who support Bush who think emotionally and they have their own ideas. I've had to deal with that in a restaurant when I was wearing a John Kerry T-shirt and the owner asked me to leave.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? As far as John Kerry says, help is on the way. And there is one, you know what's the solution to Tom DeLay? I'll tell you what it is. It's two words for you. Richard Morrison. And let me make it very clear. The Richard Morrison campaign is unbelievable. It's on fire. Nobody's intimidated by the fact that they're Democrats in Houston. There is a huge movement in Houston going on as far as Democrats are concerned. You just don't hear about it because the Republicans don't want to publish that. There is a lot of things going on.
Well, are you suggesting this guy may defeat Tom DeLay?
Yes, because what is happening in Houston right now, the campaign for Richard Morrison has become really intense. I am very impressed with what's going on, the way these people are reaching out to people, reaching out to block walks, reaching out and taking every measurable step. These people are fearless. They're ruthless, and they want this man out so bad.
Well, do you know if the Richard Morrison, what's his name, Richard Morris?
Richard Morrison.
Morrison. Do you know if he has a website for his campaign?
Well, I don't know the website off of hand, but just go on to Yahoo, type in Richard Morrison.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, you see for his website himself, this guy, I've met him. He's a very down-to-earth kind of guy. He's a great guy. I mean, he's not arrogant like a lot of people are. This guy, and he has, let me tell you, this guy has a heart of fire, man. He wants it bad enough. He wants Tom to lay out.
Well, as do a lot of normal Americans. I'm so sick of psychopaths. I don't care if they're in the Congress or in the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, or the White House. I'm just so sick of them.
And
God, I'm sick of them.
That's not all, Mike. There's more to tell you. Let me make it very clear. Over here. there are people, I don't want to say like me because it's bragging, but there are more and more people coming out, and they have told me, when I have gone campaigning for John Kerry, they have told me, they have said, a lot of people are in Houston now, are starting to open their eyes, and they're starting to see what George Bush is really all about, and a lot of them are telling me they've voted Republican all their lives, but this is the first time in their lives they don't want to do it, because they know what they're starting to see what he's about. And they're turning code, and they're secretly voting for John Kerry. Again, like I told you, a lot of people are scared to open their mouths to speak against Bush for the fear of getting shot. You know how it is down here.
Oh, sure.
And also, I also want to point this out to you. I really want to point this out to you. Make it very clear that a lot of people down here, I applaud you guys, because I'm sick and tired of listening to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these guys. You guys are doing a great job, and I know that you guys are in 35 locations. Please keep spreading. Please keep growing. Don't stop.
We are. John Sinton, who is the president of our company, is doing everything he can to get this network in every single market in the country, and it will happen. Trust me, it will.
Please come to Texas. I'm begging you. Please, if you come to Texas, the Democratic movement is going to spread like wildfire. It's already happening.
That's the next target.
Please.
The next target. Thanks. Thanks for checking in, Ali. I appreciate your call.
All right. There's
all right,
a positive injection for you.
Okay. Thanks. And take care. Monique is calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. Monique, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a new listener. I really enjoy your program.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Well, my comment, question, whatever, is that this week I've been watching the news programs like Chris Matthews and everything, and I've noticed that Republican representatives and pundits have been on these programs saying that Saddam was exporting terror and he was giving us money to suicide bombers and terrorists. However, Saudi Arabia does the same thing, even more so. I mean, 70% of Hamas funding is from Saudi Arabia. They give billions of dollars to families and charities of suicide bombers and terrorists. They also gave, the Saudis also gave large amounts of money to, what was it? It was a civil aviation employee who just so happened to have met with two of the 9/11 hijackers. So I don't understand why they don't need a regime change. I mean,
they do. There's another ad campaign going on, at least in over here in Atlanta. I'm sure it's nationwide. Trying to dignify this corrupt regime, the Saudi regime. It's nothing more than a family dictatorship. One of the reasons the Bush crime family likes the Saudi royal family is the Bush crime family would like to be like the House of Ibn Saud. They would like to be in charge forever, the way the Saudi family has been in charge forever. The thing that offends me the most about the Saudis, I think this is the thing that offends me the most, is that they finance these madrasas, the religious schools, these hate-filled religious schools that want to keep young Arab speakers in the 12th century. They want them to stay stupid. They want them to stay ignorant. They want them to stay religious fanatics where they can be turned into killers at the drop of a hat. This is what Pat Robertson and the rest of the Christian thugs want to do in this country. Hold on a second, Monique. I'll come right back to you. We got to take a break here.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Ring of Fire.
The Department of Homeland Security may be Bush's pride and joy, but in fact, it's a neglected, underfunded, orphan bureaucracy in this administration. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We hope you'll join us Saturday on Ring of Fire. We'll talk with Matthew Brzezinski, who's been investigating our national security for the past 2 years. Also, which of the presidential candidates is the real man, the windsurfer or the cheerleader? Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, back to Monique, who has called in from Honolulu. We're talking about the Saudis' funding various terrorist enterprises around the world. It's the madrasas, the ones that I hate, what the Saudis do that I hate, Monique. They fund these schools that want to keep Arabic-speaking young men and women totally ignorant, totally in the 12th century, totally willing to die for some weird cloud being that's almost as weird as Pat Robertson's. And that's the part that disgusts me. But as long as the House of Saud and the House of Bush exist, they will be business partners, they will help each other in the slaughter of innocents, and they will help each other in exploiting anything they can get their hands on.
Yeah, I think it's just really telling that on 9/11, Bush is sitting there at a hotel with some of the bin Ladens,
Pappy Bush. You're talking about the old man.
Yeah, the Bush senior, sorry.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just telling that this family is totally intertwined with the Saudis, and our interest, the American people's interest, is not being served well. Because if anybody needs a regime change, it's definitely the Saudis, the Saudi royal family, because they're so corrupt. It's just, it's pitiful.
Well, America first. Let's do a regime change here. And then hope that eventually the Saudi people will rise up like a mighty force of justice, which they won't, and remove. See, they don't have a system. They don't have an electoral system in Saudi Arabia. In most Arab-speaking countries, there is no system to remove a corrupt, filthy regime. Look at Kuwait. Kuwait is the same way. The Al-Sabah family that owns Kuwait, the Saud family that owns Saudi Arabia. In Syria, you have this thug whose his father dies, so you know he automatically gets control of the country of Syria. Saudi Arabia, these royal families, there's no way to change the government. You have to take your sword and lop off heads and burn down buildings and kill thousands of innocent civilians in order to change a government. So I don't know what's going to happen, but as long as the Bush crime family, the Bin Laden crime family, and the Saudi royal crime family are alive, as long as one of them are alive, they will do business together. They always have. They always will. And the Bush family has always put the interests of America second or third. Their first interest is lining their pockets. They will make alliances with anybody. Noriega, the Saudi royal family, the Marcos family in the Philippines, they don't care. They don't care. They are corrupt and they are filthy, and they happen to run this country.
Mike, can I make one last point before I go?
Yes, you may. Sure, go ahead.
It's about one thing that the last caller touched on is this sort of intimidation factor with Republicans, because I live in Honolulu in Pearl Harbor area. My husband's in the Navy, and there's a lot of support for Republicans and this administration in the Navy. I don't understand why, but it is. And it's like, if you even talk about voting Democratic or voting for Kerry, I mean, you're like shunned, you know, it's a big deal here. So I'm scared to put a Kerry sign in my lawn.
No, don't do it.
For fear of it'll be taken away or it'll be vandalized or whatever. But
Yeah, Republicans will come to your house and burn it down if you have a sign out, or they will pour sand in your gas tank, or they will lay in the bushes at night and jump out and beat you with sticks. So no, don't put your sign out. Just vote for Kerry.
Okay, it was nice talking to you, Mike.
My pleasure, Monique. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Yeah, the Republicans are cowards. They're thugs. If we were strictly on satellite radio, of course, like Howard Stern, I could be a little bit more honest with you about what I think of Republicans. But we're not. We're on family radio, so. You know, have to at least have the appearance of restraint on this program. At least the appearance of restraint. Lucy is calling from Miami, Florida. Lucy, welcome to the program.
Hi, I just said, what about me? I've been waiting for over an hour.
Well, here
but
you
I
are.
I enjoy you, Charlie. You know, if I had been able to find Air America on my radio, when we had the cable out, you know, I would have enjoyed it much more. I wouldn't care about cable coming back. But I asked the young lady before I got on, I asked if somebody should explain to me, because I'm a little dense when it comes to the White House being Republican, Congress Republican, the reps Republican, who's looking out for us? I mean, do we have any representation? Because most of them, you know, we're dominated by those three houses, they're dominated by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense? I mean, in a democracy? That
no.
One group should run the place and the rest of us are forgotten?
No, and the only reason that has happened is because Republicans are liars, they're killers, they are dishonest. You can go back to Newt Gingrich, you can go to Pappy Bush, you can go to this thug that sits in the Oval Office now. We got to get our government back. We have to, Lucy.
Yeah, and I'm in here in the middle of Miami, Cuba. So it's very difficult to tell these people how wrong, you know, they keep thinking, because they keep saying, Viva Cuba Libre, that doesn't make it a good president. They all sing that little song, but it means nothing, because in Cuba, what do we have? There's no oil. No, they need him there.
Well, the Bush crime family uses Cuban emigres and Cuban Americans the same way they use Israelis, the same way they use Jewish Americans.
Yeah.
They the same way they use people who don't believe that gays should get married, the same way that they use people who are afraid that John Kerry is personally going to come out and take their guns away. The Republicans lie. They are filthy. They use people. They use Cubans. They use Jews. They use Catholics. Well-meaning Christians who have now become totally corrupted. It's awful, but that's what they do. This is what the Bush organization does.
It's an embarrassment.
It's what the Republican Party does. Hey, listen, Lucy, thanks for checking in. I'm sorry you held on so long.
Keep up your wonderful work.
Thank you. Next time I'll try to get to you quicker. Matt is calling from Atlanta. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Great hey, doing?
Tonight. You're really ripping it up.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
I want to give a little background. I just got out of the Marines after 8 years, and the reason I got out is because of our Fuhrer Bush, and I was about to be sent to a unit that was most likely going to Iraq, and I don't really need to get in the midst of that mess and fight fight what is just a diversion from the war on terror.
Are you sure you're out? The fact that you've served 8 years means nothing to some punk ass like... I'm not supposed to use that kind of language. Let me take that back. The fact that you've served 8 years in the Marine Corps means nothing to people like Cheney or Rumsfeld or Bush. They don't care. Are you sure you're out?
Yes, on September 10th, it became official. And let me tell you something about pulling people back in. They've pulled in... ready reserve,
right,
Army soldiers who were out, and they did the same thing in the Marines last year.
Right.
It was not very well reported. What's interesting is I have a friend who'd been out for over 2 years,
mm-hmm.
And he was living, interestingly enough, in Midland, Texas.
Mm.
He got pulled back in, and he said that he didn't have to take a drug screen. Usually you have to take a urinalysis, and they quit giving the urinalysis because a lot of people, Marines apparently were doing drugs right before they went, so that they would be disqualified and would have to come back to Iraq.
You're kidding me. Oh, well, no, I don't know. Why would you be kidding me? Yeah, well, that makes sense. It makes sense that that people would do that. You were in probably the most honorable military outfit this country has, United States Marine Corps, that has done some weird stuff. I mean, if you know the history of the Corps, you understand. Who was it, General Smedley? What was his name?
Smedley Butler.
Butler, twice a Medal of Honor winner, who really laid it out 100 years ago about how the Corps was misused. So, you know, you and I are not going to sit here and pretend like the Corps has only been used by various civilian governments for the good of mankind. It has not. On the other hand, when the very civilization was threatened by fascists in Japan and Germany, the Corps was right there to be a bulwark against that. And the fact that the Bush administration so disrespects what the Marine Corps is about and uses the Marine Corps to launch a war against somebody who did nothing to us, and now turns out, even if Saddam had wanted to do something to the United States, he had nothing. That is a violation of every single principle of military honor and justice that I can imagine. And the fact, I'm not dissing any other branch of the service, but you
no,
know,
Mike, the Marines, we always have, the Army is an occupying force. The Marines are an invading force.
A fighting force, right.
Yeah, I mean, we basically what happens is that we go in and attack from the sea.
Right.
That's what we're for, and then the Army comes in and mops up for the most part, and then, mm-hmm. and then occupies.
And to use the Marine Corps, a fighting force for this war, to send 1,000 soldiers and Marines to their deaths for nothing. I don't know. You know, you heard that caller from Honolulu, I guess, whose husband is in the Navy.
Yes, I did.
And can't display a carry sign in her yard, and she probably can't. And I hear this all the time about how so many military families or military people involved in the military support the Republican Party. And I swear to Christ, I do not understand that anymore, Matt. I don't get it. Here's a bona fide combat veteran who's running at the head of the Democratic Party, and you have a cowardly a chicken who ran heading the Republican Party, who's done everything he can to gut military programs. I don't get it, pal.
I don't get it either. I do have another point I'd like to make.
All right, well, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you after the break. We'll hold you over, which, as you all know, I hate to do, but we'll give Matt another shot because Matt was holding on for, what, 2 hours? Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Malloy here.
Truth's my friend, so I drive an SUV in honor of those brave young souls who died to give the right to me. You know, gasoline ain't free.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob, and that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Credit where credit's due. Program engineered in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screened the phone calls for program tonight. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Ben Birch in Illinois archives the program. Mark Marshall in New York is our webmaster. Catherine Bay She Who Must Be Obeyed is the senior producer. Or no, what's your title? Executive producer? Okay. And don't forget, check out AirAmericaRadio.com. All right. Now, back to Matt in Atlanta. Matt, go ahead. Wrap it up for me.
Mike, there's a lot been made lately of General Eric Shinseki's comments about how many troops we needed in Iraq and
right.
how he was blown off by Rumsfeld. General Anthony Zini, a retired Marine general, made some comments that no one has really paid attention to, but they're very telling. He says, he's basically a Middle East expert. He's been on TV, many TV stations. I know I've seen him on CNN. He says the key to peace in the Middle East is fixing Israel and Palestine.
Yes, absolutely.
And Iraq was about number 5 on the list.
Right.
Now, if you want to go ahead and talk about peace in the Middle East, why in the world would you take such a hard pro-Israel stance like Bush has since, according to the book on Paul O'Neill, a week from he took office. He took January 2001.
Well,
he took a very hard pro-Israel stance.
He doesn't. There are very few Republicans, whether they're office holders or not, who American conservatives, who want peace in the Middle East. You have to keep something in mind. The Protestant Republican right uses the biblical fantasies about Jesus returning to Jerusalem. And when Jesus returns to Jerusalem, the Jews will be given a choice, accept Jesus or die. Every single one of these thugs, whether it's Pat Robertson or Tom DeLay, will willingly pick up a sword and lop off a Jew's head when the time comes. They hate Jews. They believe that Jews killed Christ, but they are willing to use this whole issue, this whole Israeli-Palestinian issue. They curry favor from Americans of the Jewish faith. They curry favor with Israelis, the American Protestants do, because they have their sick little scenario that it's going to take all sorts of corpses, all sorts of dead Jews, dead Palestinians, dead Arabs, dead children, dead everything, until finally Jesus is so pleased with all the slaughter that he's going to come down back to earth and stand there and welcome with open arms animals like Tom DeLay and Pat Robertson and James Dobson and George Bush. So they don't want a solution to the Middle Eastern horror, Matt. They don't care how many Israelis die. They don't care how many Palestinians die. In fact, they would like to see them all die, and they are willing to kill them if necessary. So,
isn't it just a sick and twisted fairy tale?
Yes, the whole thing.
Mike, one last point. I'm sorry. I just want to. I know you got other.
Go ahead, quick. But we're almost out of time.
You know, they said Saddam Hussein was a dangerous man. There is one dangerous man in the Middle East who Kerry needs to deal with after he becomes president first week in November, and that is Ariel Sharon.
You're absolutely right. He is a danger. He's a danger to the Israelis. He's a danger to his own people. He's just a danger to the entire world, and you're absolutely right. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you checking in. No, we know. We know. The right-wingers, the neocons, and I'm not talking about the neocons in this country, the American Zionists, the people who are adherents to the Jewish faith. I'm talking about these psychotic Christians. There are some psychotic Jews, neocons in this country, but the really psychotic ones are the Christians, so-called Jews. These are not religious people. These are killers. These are murderers. And I don't understand. I honestly don't. How somebody like a Richard Perle or Wolfowitz or Feith or Libby, these are people who subscribe to the Jewish faith. How can these people make alliances with these dead-eyed killer Protestants like Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld and the rest of these people? Robertson, Pat Robertson is threatening the Republican Party. What did he say? If there's any withdrawal or any withdrawal of support for Sharon, they'll form their own party. It's sick. I mean, it's beyond sick. I do not understand how somebody who is of the Jewish faith, whether they live in this country or in Israel, would have anything to do with these Protestant Christians in America who want to see every single Jew dead on the ground. They do. Because if they don't convert to Christianity, then they're a Jew who needs to die. That's the Christian doctrine. That's the Armageddon thing. That's the Christ returning thing. Read it. Read it. Don't listen to me. What the hell do I know? It's sick. So Rumsfeld said a couple of days ago that there's no strong hard evidence linking Saddam and Al-Qaeda. Nothing. As Bart Kopp says, well, then can you explain 1,060 dead soldiers, you crazy and now super rich bastard? Can you explain 1,060 dead soldiers? They can't. I've said it before, I'll say it again tonight as we're signing off. How much longer are we in this country going to accept this? How much longer? Remember, Truth Seekers, listen to the debate commercial-free on the Majority Report tomorrow night here on Air America Radio. Then join us at 11 p.m. Eastern Time for post-debate coverage and commentary from your humble and obedient servant. Plus your calls, as always. All right, thanks to everybody who participated tonight. No matter how you did it, I appreciate it. Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house. That's somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. At least 30 people are reported dead following a rash of explosions in three Egyptian resort towns along the Israeli border. The first blast ripped through a hotel in Taba in what authorities believe was a bomb attack. That blast was followed shortly by explosions at two other resorts in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where thousands of Israelis have been vacationing. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is taking aim at President Bush, saying the president is making up reasons for invading Iraq after the fact. At a campaign stop in Colorado Thursday, Kerry said Bush, quote, is still not being straight with the American people. Kerry says the Bush administration view on Iraq is out of touch with what's occurring.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States may well be the last two people on the planet who won't face the truth about Iraq.
Meanwhile, Bush campaigning in Wisconsin said he was right to take action against Iraq and insisted the world is safer because of it. He also said John Kerry is being misleading.
He's claiming I misled America about weapons when he himself cited the very same intelligence about Saddam's weapons programs as the reason.